make a neder on her, you can do other things. But Shav Yalecha Tichot Yisura is according to the law. Do I, have I got the, what happens? We say, there Shav Yalecha Tichot Yisura. He can do it only for himself. That I, she is affected, that is indirectly she's affected, because I can't keep her, then she's affected. But I'm not doing anything to her directly. Now in Shmuel's view, he comes and he says, Pesach Posuach Matzosi, and it is to make her lose her kesuvah. You can't work it on Shav Yalecha Tichot Yisura, you can't work it. That you can't work it. He's a, you follow. You can't work it on that. So if this concerns her, it doesn't concern him. Shav Yalecha Tichot Yisura is only what concerns him, it concerns her. How can he make her lose it? Now comes, it's not Shav Yalecha Tichot Yisura, now comes another factor. He's got a chazoko. What is the chazoko? Ein odom teoreach viseudo umapsido. Person doesn't do that sort of thing. Ein odom teoreach, ein odom, no man, teoreach, troubles. Viseudo with a seudo. Troubles means time, energy, money. Time plus energy plus money. Umapsido, and he loses it, and he destroys it. He destroys it, it means that there was a party for no reason. No man does a thing like that. So this shows that he's telling the truth. The Chazok shows that he's telling the truth. And this is the way he gets away with it. Michael, I think you've got the whole thing now.
I think so. The other thing I think that's very relevant to why it only applies to an Eishes Kohen,
yes,
is because if he is just a Yisrael, then he can really, it could be simply a matter of lowering the Kesuvah.
That's all.
He can have the best of all possible worlds. He could have the
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But that isn't the reason that he can reduce it to 100. For example, if it was a question of Dam Basulim, but we are speaking in case where there is no Dam Basulim. Either the Mapo has been lost, or it's Pushpata Dukati, the family of the Dukati, you remember. That's the case we are speaking about. But if it is a case where there is no Basulim, then he can keep her if it's an ordinary case, and she loses her kesuvah, he gets only 100. That is it. But we are speaking where he's on Pesach Pesuach, and he's going to lose her. But in that case, you see, in Dam Basulim he's got proof. But where he says Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, it's only on him. That's what Rashi says, Al Pi Atzmo. It's only on him. On Shav Yalecha Tichot Yisura, she can't lose it. She can lose it only by a new fact, and that is the chazoka that he has got. George, are you getting a little bit of... Oh, fair, fine.
Right.
Yes, Harry?
I guess my question has to do with not understanding mechanics of the Kesuvah. Now, tell me if I'm wrong, that if he wanted to give her a gift, he would have to pay her 200.
That's right.
But if he got to reduce to 100 and give her a gift, they don't have to pay 100.
That's right.
So why couldn't we speculate that perhaps it was Israel, and maybe he didn't have a real big suda, and he wants to get rid of her after the first night, as Larry was speculating, and says, why should I go and pay $200 if I can go over and say Pesach Pesuach and then give her a gift?
It
will only be 100 if I have to pay
her,
instead of 200 to get rid of her.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, let's go back to
it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, how is it that we can't be sure that someone isn't going to use Pesach Pesuach in order to reduce the Kesuvah and then give a gift? Instead of it being somebody who they're going to lose their wife, they've had a big suda, and so they're losing their wife, at least they shouldn't have to includes the four kasubas.
So what is he going to say? He's going to say Pesach from a certain source and what?
Save $100. And save $100.
And what? Is he an Aegis Cain or isn't he?
No, he yes, would be he just, to be. Just be Yisrael, but then he wants to give her a gift.
And if he's not believed, he can't reduce it.
Oh, then he wouldn't be believed.
He's not yet got the chazoko.
Okay, that makes
then
sense.
Then he hasn't got a chazoko.
Okay. No, I would
he's only got the chazoko if he's going to lose them. That's only Aegis Cohen.
Okay,
Phil,
okay,
what did you want to ask? Phil, what do you want?
I just, the one situation I don't understand is where he makes a netter. I don't understand. What happens after that?
That has got nothing to do with it, because they said, what if he, and if he doesn't want to live with her, yes.
So then he can give it, he can divorce her.
Then he can divorce her. But he's going according to the deen. He doesn't want to divorce her. What is the position? Say you, if you're a
yeah,
Cohen,
I understand when he doesn't want to.
That's
what
right.
What I don't understand is if he did want to divorce her for some.
Then he gives it a gift. If he just wants.
What would be the purpose? What would be the purpose of making her usher? Why did some say he could divorce her?
Yes, he wants to be Mahmita. He wants to. You know, there are all sorts of perverts in the world. He wants to
shame her.
Not to shame her. How do you call it? No. He wants to. No. He wants to make her suffer. He wants to make her suffer. You think there aren't husbands who do that to their wives without a neder? He just wants to make her suffer.
Are we talking about a Jew?
Right. If he wants to do that, he can do that. Right. So therefore, now the whole thing works out clearly. All my Rav Yehuda from the Rashi works out clearly. All my Rav Yehuda or my Shmuel. For Omer Pesach Posuach Matzosi. If a Kohen comes along on Thursday morning and he says Pesach Posuach Motzosi to the Beis Din, Ne Emon Lav Sido Kesuboso, he is believed to make her lose her Kesuba because he's got a Chazoko that Ein Odom Toreach Bisehudo Umav Sido. And now it means that he's going to lose his wife. That means that the kasuba was of no, that Seuda was of no avail. That is proof that he's telling the truth. Therefore, he reduces the kasuba to 100.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
We're always talking. This is something we haven't touched upon, I don't think, but we're talking about making her lose Iksuba because of lose 100 because of the fact that she's not a Psula. Why should she not lose in a case like this with Pesach Matzosi, lose the entire Iksuba because of Megach Toas?
That is what Barry said. Megach Toas comes later on.
Oh.
And I don't want to introduce that question of Megach Toas now because
but
of
that. That was the reason, though.
That was
Megach Toas. Because we didn't say what the reason
was. The question is that she lose the Iksuba entirely or doesn't she? Even here, the Tosfos that mentions it here is also refers on further consultation of Meir of Tours.
Okay.
I don't want to bring in the question of Meir of Tours. David?
A very good question, and I hope it's not overly.
Come on, without any introduction.
Right. And that is, could this Kohen have the Kazaka? Does the rule apply just because there was a party, or only if he paid for it? I mean, the custom today is that he does.
Well, of course. If he doesn't pay, if he doesn't lose anything by it,
so there's no Kazaka.
Then there are other things. You've got to, the disgrace of it, all these things come in. We are speaking about this particular case. You see, the law doesn't bring in everything. But from what there's enough to work on for all sorts of situations. Right, there was somebody else that wanted. George?
Didn't you mention that actually not just this one, that's our community, but he really has two. That the other one is that he has the money.
Well, we're coming to that. I'll come to all that. I want to get the text right, you see, George. So we can at least. We've got enough material that we can work on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the amount of money that we're talking about, is our perception of it sort of correct, that the $100 is sort of a negligible amount compared to how much he spent
on Suda? No. I don't know. I don't know if it's a negligible amount or not.
I don't know what the amount is, yes. But he spent the same amount on the Suda that he's having the
the Suda is much more. It seems a lot, yes. No,
you're talking about a different amount of money.
The Suda seems a lot of money.
Compared to, the reduction
in the Suda. Right. All right. So that is the way we lay it down. Omar Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, my kamash malon, what does Shmuel let us know? Tanino, we've already learnt it in the Mishnah. Now here I must just issue a word of warning to you. When we do with the Mishnah, then we use all sorts of things with that Mishnah, because the Mishnah is very short. There are inferences and there are deductions, there are all sorts of things that we work out from. Now, this is the Mishnah. Rav Yosef says that a man is believed to make his wife lose a kesubah in this particular instance, as we have learnt it. He says, this we've already learnt in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't speak about it, but the inference from the Mishnah is that. Let us see what the Mishnah says. It says in the Mishnah, Ochel Eitel Chomo B'Yehudo below Eidi. A man, a son-in-law, eats with his father-in-law in Yehudo without witnesses. Then it says, Eino Yochel Bitem Tainas Pesuli. He isn't permitted to have a taina of Pesuli. He can't taina, I didn't find Pesuli. Why not? Because there was a difference in Yehudo, there was a difference from the way they did the Eretzin from the rest of Eretz Yisrael. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, at the time of Eretzin, as we have learned already, we learned it before, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, at the time of Eretzin, they made a brocha over the wine, they made a brocha over the Eirusin, over the Kiddushin, and then the bride was taken by her mother and her father back to her home. And the Chosen was taken by his father and his mother back to his home. And they were watched very carefully during that year. And nothing happened during that. In Yehuda they did it differently, for reasons which we discussed when we were learning that Gemara. In Yehuda, he married at the time of Eirusin. They made the two brochas, and then they made the Sheva brochas also. Why? Because immediately afterwards, their Eirusin was Yehud. And they put them together. They put them together for a period long enough that something could happen. So we make even the Sheva brochas, in case anything happened, then at least there were the brochas. That is what happened in Yehudo. So we say, now listen to the case. In Yehudo, a man married a woman. There was Yichud. Then, for a whole year, they are in a state of betrothal. And during that year, he goes and he has his meals with his father-in-law. And his betrothed is also there. And a year after the Eirusin, they get married. And on Wednesday night they get married, and on Thursday morning he's got a tie in the basuli. He says, I didn't find any basuli. What do we say? We say we're not surprised.
Why? Why does it matter? I mean, it's the same question: whether or not he was by his father-in-law's house, if there was already a yichud at the time of Erison.
Could have happened by the yichud.
In other words, what difference does it make? And Philip is asking the same question: what difference does it make whether or not he ate by his father-in-law during the course of the year and he saw his kala when at the Erison itself there was a yichud, and it could have happened right then?
That we will discuss the details of that a little bit later. When we do this Gemara, here we are going to discuss only that which is apposite to the subject that we are. So let us make our inferences from here.
If you want to get out of Erisin, you have to give a get?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So it's not just
no, there's not engagement, much more than that. So, now comes the inferences. So in Yehudo he is not allowed to have a timeless pesuli. But in Golil, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, he can tine, I didn't find pesuli. Now the question is, for what does he tine that he didn't find pesuli? For what does he tine? It can only be for one or two reasons. Either the question that he's not allowed to live with her, or the question that he wants to reduce a kesubah. So, in the rest, so what we now know is that in the rest of Golil, he's got a timeless pursuit, even if he eats with his father-in-law. In the rest of Golil, he's got a timeless. Now you can already see why. What the difference is for your question. You can already see it, but it's not, it hasn't got to do with now.
Mm-hmm.
In the rest of Golil, even if he eats with his father-in-law, a year later there is the sui. On Thursday morning he gets up, he said, I didn't find any basuli. So what do you want? Tell us what you want. What's the possibilities?
Or Osrola.
That's all. Can only be one of two things. Either in order to make her asura to him, that her akri gone, or it's a question of the kasuba. That's the only thing. Now look what the Gemara says. Ulamai. And for what purpose does he say that he didn't find basuli? Ila Osrola, be Yehuda or my lo. If it is to make her prohibited to him, then in Yehudo, why shouldn't he be allowed to say that he didn't find basuli? If it's going to be a case, because what principle are we going to involve? If he wants to make a basurity, what principle are we going to work on? What factor?
Shavu'alechadizu'l-Yisura.
He can say, I know. You say, we're not surprised. Yes, we're not surprised. I know what you mean. That I did it. I know I didn't do it. You forgot. You think I'm stupid? You think I'm stupid? Well, you know, you thought. You think I'm mad? So what would we say? On yourself you can say so. You can say so. On yourself you can say so. Even in Yehuda you can do it. So therefore we can't say so by a means of elimination. We can't say that this Mishnah is speaking about to make a rasura to him. Therefore with what are we left? Only that he is going to make a loser, he wants to make a loser kesubah. Just one moment. Now, therefore, it's only to make you lose a kesuba. Just let us just finish this little bit. So, he loves Osro love Yehuda my love. Why can't he do it in the Buddha? Ero love see the kesuba also. So, what is it? It's to be mafsi the kesuba. He wants to be mafsi the kesuba, and we say that may make a lose. He wants to make her lose the kesuba, and we are speaking in Golil, where he is believed now. The inference is that he's believed. He's believed to make her lose the kesuba. Now the question is, He's tying the basulim. He says, I didn't find any basulim. I didn't find that she was a virgin. What are the possibilities? How does he know that she's not a virgin? Hold on, only one of you. Let us state that it's Pesach Pesuach. Just let us say it's Pesach Pesuach. So if we'll say that it's Pesach Pesuach, yeah, we've got a proof from the Mishnah. It's an inference, but it's a proof. It's an inference of an inference, but it's a proof. Yeah, we've got a proof from the Mishnah that if he says, Ove Pesach Pesuach Motsosi in Golil, he is believed for the Kesubo. We've got to say that's Kesubo. He's believed for the Kesubo. To make him lose the Kesubo, yeah, we've got the proof. Answers the Gemara, no. It's not conclusive. Because I could say that what he says, the diners pursuing his God, is
dumb.
I didn't find dumb. And however strong we've made Pesach Pesuach Potosi, is it quite as strong as dumb?
No.
Not quite as strong as dumb. Dumb he is believed, but it's not, but Pesach Pesuach, it's possible that he's not believed. So there's no proof from there, I can say. Therefore we need Shmuel. Now I've got to go through it again, but you should already get an idea of what is going on. Somebody here wanted to ask me a question, and I asked him to wait.
My question was, can you please go over it?
Oh, it's not a question, it's a request. No. Any other questions? Requests?
Yeah, well, the first original mission that we're working on, basically, it changed and make a law so everybody has to use this to be able to be.
Yes.
They're going to make that everybody, that all the women, all the women have to get married on Yom Rabi.
So?
That could, because, he has to have some kind of time that.
No, that issue is carried out here. Because if he doesn't get married, if he gets married on Thursday, which is a more suitable day because of Birchat's order that means that the beers on Thursday night, and on Friday was the Broch of Pruurvu. So, but then it means that he'll have to wait till Monday, and Monday Shemi is Karedatev.
Right, you had the question if this could be for Vasilek Subrasi, you would go for the Mishnah,
the corner for Wednesday is the prohibition of Easter. That's quite right. You're quite right, yes. The corner is because of Easter. But anyway, but this problem also comes up. I mean, he wants to know where he stands with the Kesubah. Now, I'll go over the Gemara again, but before I go over the Gemara again, I think I should just go over this Mishnah with you that comes on later in the Gemara from which it brings its proof. The Mishnah says, "Ose eisel chomo below Eidi Yehuda." A choson has meals with his father-in-law without any witnesses in Yehuda. Ain lo tainus pesuach. He hasn't got a taina of pesuach. So if it says in Yehuda he hasn't got a taina of pesuach, that means outside in Golil he has got a taina of pesuach.
What is a taina of
pesuach? A claim of pesuach. Claim says that she's not a virgin. What is your first name after that? Avram. So, in Gomil, he's got a time as a Gesuk. For Ulamai, for what purpose does he want to have a Gesuk? What does he claim here? What is his claim? It can only be one of two things. If it is to make a Rasura to him, we have said in Yehuda he can't, and in Gomil he can. To make a Rasura to him, in Yehuda he can also make a Rasura to him on the basis of Chav Yareth and Nichod Yisura.
But not Tani.
So it can't be, we're not dealing with Tanis Domin. We don't know. He's just Tanis Masudin we're dealing with. So in Goliel, in Yehudo, if to make a rasuna to him, if he comes on Thursday to the Beis Din, it's in Yehudo. He comes on Thursday to the Beis Din and he says, Pesach Posuach Matzosi. And they say to him, we're not surprised. He says, you're not surprised, but I know I didn't do it. So what will we say? Shav Yalecha Tichur Yisura. I'm certain that nothing happened. And I find that she's a Be'ula. So, and he's an anxious cone. Shav Yalecha Tichur Yisura. Of course he can make an Asura to him. So it can't be speaking about to make an Asura to him. There's only one thing left. And that is Lapsido Kesubosa. It's speaking about the Kesuba now. Right. So now we know that in Goliu, he can make her, he's got a Taina Basurim to make her lose the Kesuba. The only question that remains is, what is the Taina Basurim? Only one of two possibilities. Pesach Pesuach or Dam. Let us take one, let us say it's Pesach Pesuach. If we say it's Pesach Pesuach, then it means we've got a clear proof that if a person says Pesach Pesuach Motzosi in the Golil, he is believed to make her lose her Kesuba. It's very confusing.
I think I can get you
over this little piece of Gemara, the rest is just plain sailing. Yes, Michael.
I was with it, I think, until the last turn. And the problem that I have is the difference between the Golil and Yehud in this case, there's no Yehud by the Erisim in the Golil. And in Yehuda, he is believed in terms of making her a sword
to him.
Right. So, why is it, on what basis do we come to know that in Goliel there's an additional, I think we're learning that we have to have this, the nemamus has to apply to something special in Goliel, something additional to what it applies to in Yehuda, is that correct?
Well, we say that it's in Goliel he is believed, and in Yehuda he is not believed.
I see,
in Goliel he is believed, in Yehuda he is not believed. It can only be two things. If it is to make her a suna to him, then in Yehudi is also believed he can make her a suna. So it must mean that it's Kesuba.
Right.
In Yehudi is not believed to make her lose the Kesuba, and in Goliel he is believed to make her lose the Kesuba.
Got it?
That's all it is. Yes, Philip.
It was just that he can't have a time
of pursuit
in Yehuda.
Yes.
So why do you say that he's
believed
that he can make
a Masura? It says he can't have a time of pursuit. But you've got to understand the Mishnah. So what when it says he can't have a time of pursuit in Yehuda in the Mishnah? What does he need a Tyrus pursuing for, Philip?
To make her
Osu. Then why can't he make her Osu? He can make her. He can make her Osu. Because of Shav Yalecha Tichud Yisura.
But is he believed by the Beis Din, or is it just the Nether?
No, he's believed by the Beis Din. Only for himself. He can do that. So he can't be speaking about that. Therefore, he's got to be speaking about something else. It's speaking. What's the other possibility? I'm just eliminating. So it must be speaking about to be Moxie the Kesuba. That he says, if we say it, in Yehuda you can't make her lose the Kesuba. That I can understand. Which means in Goliel he can make her lose the Kesuba. You follow? In Goliel he can make her. Now the question is, so what is the Tainus Pesuli? It can only be Dam or Pesach Pesuach. Let us say it's Pesach Pesuach. If we say it's Pesach Pesuach, we've got a good proof. we've got a good proof. Say he comes in Golim and he says, Pesach put Suat Mososi, and therefore I wanted to reduce the Kesuba to 100, he's believed. So what do we need Shmuel for? From the Mishnah we can deduce it. Answers the Gemara, no. I can, it's not conclusive. I can say it's only the Tainus Pesulim is dumb, which is stronger than Pesach Pesuah. So I haven't got a conclusive proof for that. So now we, Shmuel makes his statement, but you can't say that the Mishnah also says it. This is something that Shmuel says on his own. And the reason he gives is Ein Orem Tereach Bisekudo Umatzino.
Am I understanding correctly that the Shaki Alecha Tifa Bisura only applies to Pesach Bisura, does not apply to Dam? In other words, if
the time
of
Pesulim
is a
time
of
Dam, yes. If it's a time of Dam, you don't need the Shabbat Yalecha Kikot Yisur. Because Dam comes along, and the Dam is the sheets are produced,
Exhibit A, right.
And how do you account for it? How do you account for it? If there's no Dam, that means she's not a Basula.
So the Tavya Lenta Yisur is not.
It's not necessary. We don't need it. No, we don't need it because we've got strong evidence.
So I'm understanding now why. Okay,
you've got it now.
But fine. David, you wanted to ask me something?
Michael asked it for me.
Yes, all right. Yes.
The Mishnah here must also be talking about Eshes Kohen, right? Or.
Well, because if we don't, we can get into difficulty. Right. So let us work it all. We're working about H's code. Let's work H's code.
Warning, that's at the beginning. We're talking about Tainus Pesach Pesuah Matzosi. But if we're talking about Tainus Zom, it doesn't necessarily have to be H's code, does it?
Let's leave it at that. Otherwise, I don't want to run into, until we understand the Gemara, let us work it on one case, you see. Until we can understand the Gemara, we don't understand the Gemara yet.
But I understand it with regard to the Mishnah. According, to, if we want to say Pesach Pesuah, it must be talking about the H's Kohen.
H's Kohen. H's Kohen.
Okay.
H's Kohen. Yes. All right. Have you? Avram, are you happy?
I'm looking for trouble.
Are we pardon?
No,
you haven't got the whole thing through. Yeah.
First off, she would be the Asura to it. And then, it's all part of the same process that she would also lose her Kesuba, right?
Yes, but for different reasons.
Okay, so if it were, is it only being in Galil that would lose, that she both things would happen?
Yes.
In Yehuda, only
she
would still get this. Okay, so this isn't like an automatic process.
No, two different reasons you've got to use.
And they're
right?
Okay.
Right. Now, Milton, I believe. How's it going? Tough going, Milton.
I'm a little warm.
All right. Doesn't matter.
I'm following along.
It works out very well. What I'm going to do, Michael, I think you've got the idea.
I think so.
Yaakov. You've got the idea. I want to take it, I want to finish this part here, then go through the Gemara again with the Rashi. So now we've come to the stage where Shmuel makes his statement, And Rav Yosef can't say, but you, what information have you given us? We've learned it from a Mishnah, we can understand it from a Mishnah. Say, from a Mishnah you can't know my view. That if he says Pesach for Suaf, that he can make a loser Kesubah, from the Mishnah you can produce if he says there's no dam, if he can prove that there's no dam, then he can make a Kesubah, but on Pesach for Suaf he can't. You can't bring a proof of a Mishnah, so Shmuel gives his deed. That is one statement of Shmuel. Now let us take it a little bit further. Says the Gemara, in we have learned, Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said that Shmuel said, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. In the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Chachomim Tiknu Lohem Livnos Yisroeli Besula Mosayim Ula Almona Mona. The Chachomim made a takono for the Benos Yisrael that a Besulo gets 200 and an Armona gets 100. The Haim He'emi Nuhu She'im Omar Pesach Pesuach Nimotzosi Nema. This Memra, this statement, it's a statement made also by Shmuel, but it's made in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's made in the name of a Tanya. That the Chachomim introduced enactment. They came along and they said, we want a Besudo to get 200 and we want an Almona to get 100. An Almona doesn't mean only an Almona, it's a Be'ula, she's a Grusho, she's a Be'ula. Doesn't only mean if she's a widow, if she's divorced, or if she's has an association with a man, she gets only 100. Now,
Same Rabbi
Yosef? No.
Different.
Say, now, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, says as follows. He says, Shmuel is right. That is right. That principle is right. Of course, he says it independently of Shmuel, because it really is long before Shmuel. He says, a man can make her lose 100. But the Gemara understands that he says it as follows. He says, they introduced it, the Chachomim made the enactment, and they said that if he says Pesach, Pesuach, Motzosi, he's believed. You don't need any Chazokas, you don't need anything. That's the way we understand it. If they introduce an enactment, they can make their own conditions. So they say, look here, for this Kesuba, if he says that she is a Be'ula, he is believed. On what basis? That is the basis on which we instituted that a Besula gets 100. That if he says she wasn't a Besula, she gets 100. Haim. They introduced the enactment and they believed it. That's the condition that they made. Is that clear? Can't do anything. They made the law and they made that the condition to a law. Asks the Gemara in Cain, if that is the case, Mahal Ilu Chachomi Betakamtom. What is the purpose of the Takana? Just listen to what's going to happen. A man gets married on Wednesday night. On Thursday morning he goes to the Beis Din and he says she wasn't a Besula. Please rectify the Besula. Every man's going to do that. Why shouldn't he do it? If he's got a chance of reducing it from 200 to 100, all he's got to do is to say, I found that she was a Be'ula. He goes to the Beis Din and says, she's a Be'ula, so reduce it from 200 to 100. So, what did they do? What good did they do by saying a Be'ula gets 200? They should have said, if a man marries a woman, he gives her 100. They didn't do anything here. If they make it so easy
for him, for her to lose it, then there's no point of introducing it at all. So make a takona that every woman who gets married gets 100. Larry, what's worrying you?
What's worrying me is we talk frequently about the decline of the generation.
Yes.
So at the time this is written, I have to assume that these people were far superior to us in most every regard.
Yes.
And you make a comment that if it's so simple to do, why wouldn't any man do it? And I feel, who are these people that they would not have that kind of, I don't know what the word is, but that they would actually go ahead and do yes. something that would be so dishonest?
Yes, you see, what you are doing, Barry, is you are taking ethical matters and you want to decide law on it. This is, we are dealing here with principles. We are dealing here with a principle. They make an enactment and they say he is believed he can make it 100. He can make it 100. What do they mean by that? They mean that if any person comes along and he says he's 100, we believe him. Without proof, we believe him. So the Gemara says, but that's not sound law. You've got to have a basis on which you believe him. If you're going to do that, then they haven't done anything. They haven't. This isn't an enactment. If you can,
well, I guess maybe we're on
if you can break it so easily, then it isn't an enactment.
So maybe what I was troubled about was by your comment about, well, what man wouldn't take advantage of it.
I'm just giving you how they are putting it. You need all its grimness. It doesn't mean anything. Anybody can come along and make it 100. You follow?
Yeah, I follow.
That answers the Gemara. Omar Rova says, Rova, no. Chazoko ein odom tereach bisa'udu umafsido. And here we get the din of Chazoko. Omar Rova says, Rova, it's a chazoko ein odom tereach bisa'udu umafsido. So when they introduced the takono, they introduced it, they believed him only if he's got the chazoko. It's not just that they introduced, that's not what it means. Said Rova, they introduced it on the distinct understanding that he's got to have proof. What is his proof? A chazoko in order to reach bisa'udu, then he can get it. So, and what must it speak about? It can only speak about an Ashes Kohen. Because if it's not an Ashes Kohen, he hasn't got the Chazoko. Something is on your mind.
Never.
If Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said what he said and Rava said what he said, then what is me for Shmuel who said what he said over here? I mean, again, you know, if we could have learned this from this information, then what do we need?
Yes, but you've got to realize how it goes. The deal is Chachomim tiknu lohem libnos Yisraeli v'sulam osayim ul almon amon. That's the deal. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, and they believed him. Shmuel comes and says his deal. His deal is, over pesa pesuach mososi neemon lafsido kisubos. So it's exactly the same as the member it went up. But it's not the same reason. The havamina of the Gemara is that yet it's just they enacted it and they made that the condition that which they can do. So Robo, who is long after Shmuel,
no, I understand.
Comes and says there's a reasoning for all of it. Chazoka in order to reach this Udo Mafsido. Now, please try and understand where we would have been without the Rashi. The whole thing would have been such a mess
it would have been just like learning Gemara from the Sonsino Talmud. Where you do the Gemara, and the trouble is that you believe you understand the Gemara. That's the whole trouble. That's the only, that you fool yourself, and you succeed so well in fooling yourself, and you've got it. And here, when you start learning it with the Rashi, you just see where you would have been without the Rashi, what a mess it would have been. We could never have got through this Gemara. It would have been absolutely impossible to have got through this Gemara without the Rashi. Absolutely impossible. So here when we come, oh my rova chazoke in home to reach bismafsido, oh now we get that. Oh now we can work, even sure we can work like that, which we wouldn't have thought of doing. Because he doesn't say it on Shmuel. But Rashi brings it in straight away. He says that is the basis on which Shmuel works. The problem comes much later than all this. Have you got the idea now? A lovely piece of Gemara. Lovely piece of Gemara. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you just a break of 5 minutes. But only 5 minutes, and then we go through the whole Gemara. Now you're ready for listening to the Gemara with the Rashi, and then we'll do a little bit of analysis after that. But I'm going to give you 5 minutes, only 5 minutes. If somebody could please give me some water. Now, once we've broken the back of it, then it's plain sailing. Now it's plain sailing. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Said Rav Yehuda that Shmuel said, Ho ome pesa fusuat motsosi. If a man is a Kohen and he says pesa fusuat motsosi, then he can make his wife lose the kesuba. Lose the kesuba, that is, he can reduce the kesuba from 200 to 100. Why? Since he is a Kohen, it means that there is only one Sofet. Therefore, she becomes a Sura to him and he's got to divorce her. That means that the big chatna that took place yesterday is all for nothing. So he's got a chazoko, and he's got a chazoko in Odom Toreach Bisehudu Umafsido, and this chazoko is proof that he's telling the truth that he found Pesach for Suach. That a person won't be their Toreach in a Seuda and he'll lose. Omar Rav Yosef, back again to the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, my Kamashmanon, says Rav Yosef, what does Shmuel let us know? Tanino, we've already learned what Shmuel said in a Mishnah. By inference, we can learn, understand it from a Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Ho Ochel Eitzel Chomov B'Yehudo Shelo Be'edim Eino Yochel Nitem Tanis B'Tanis B'Sulim Yifnei She'imit Yachidimo. If a person in Yehudo, if a son-in-law in Yehudo eats with his father-in-law in that period between Eirusin and Nesuyin without any witnesses, then when the Nesuin takes place, when the Chuppah takes place on Wednesday, he can't come to the Beis Din on Thursday and Taina a Taina's Pesulim. David, Jocelyn, you know what a Taina Taina's Pesulim means now. And have a claim against the Pesulim. Because in Yehudo at the time of the Eirusin, there was Ichud. That means that he became Libo Gaspo. That means there's already an intimacy. It means that the Eirusin with the Yichud engendered an intimacy. And since it engendered an intimacy, things can happen. Therefore, the Mishnah says he hasn't got a time as Basuri. Says the Gemara, now, let us make a deduction. The first deduction we can make is, Be'ehuda hudela motzi toy, hoga golil motzi toy. It's only in Yehuda that he hasn't got a time as Basuri. But in Golil, he's got a time as Basuri. So that's our first deduction. Now, so in Golil he's got a Tainus Basuri. Asks the Gemara, Ulamai, and for what reason does he need this Tainus Basuri? He wants to use it for something. For what reason does he want to use it? It can only be for one of two reasons. It can only be either to make her Asura to him, or to make her lose the Kasura. Let us take the first one. Let us say, to make her prohibited to him. Ila Osrolov, says the Gemara, if it is to make her prohibited to him, Behuda Amaylo, then why make it, you can't make a distinction between Yehuda and Golil, because in Yehuda himself, he can also make her prohibited to him on the basis of Shav Yalecha Tichoni Yisuno. So therefore, it can't be La Osrolov. There's only one left over, and that is to make a loser kasuba. So in Yehuda, he is not allowed to make a, he cannot be made, he can't make a loser kasuba. But Ero lav lav si the kasubosa. But in Golil, he can make her lose her kasuba. So we see that in Golil, the Mishnah says that a man can tine a tainus pasulim, and his wife can lose her kasuba. Now the question is, what is the tainus pasulim? It can only be one of two things. It can only be pesach pasuach or
dam.
Let us say it's pesach pasuach. So if it's pesach pasuach, uda kotoin, taino my love, what is he taino? The kotoin taino is pesach pasuach. And he taino is a pesach pasuach. Therefore we see that in Golil, if he tainus a Pesach Pesuach, Nemo Lapsidi is believed to make a loser Kasuba. So what do we need Shmuel for? Answers the Gemara, no, the Kotoin tainus Domi. It's not conclusive. It's possible that the Mishnah is speaking that if he tainus a tainus Domi. So if tainus Domi, we can make a loser Kasuba. But with Pesach Pesuach, he can't make a loser Kasuba. QED. Right?
What
is Tristan demonstrant? Bobby, pardon?
It appears in mathematical terms. Your last word, QED.
QED.
Sorry, I didn't know. He would have understood it.
Yes. Now, let us go through this Rashi. Says Rashi, who ochel eitzel chomo.
I'll
come across there, I'll show you something like in the days between Erusin and Nesuin, he eats with his father-in-law, and Yochalita Tanis Besuin Kishidikone Sakupa. Then a year later, that was last Wednesday, when there was the chuppah, he hasn't got a tainus besulim because there was yichud be Yehuda or you may meyachdim as some kadeshi ediba gaspo in Yehuda at the time of Erusin they used to put them together in order that they should be intimate. Now, so it says he hasn't got a tainus besulim. What does he need the tainus besulim for? It can only be for one of the two things. If we will say to make her prohibited to him, la uthra law, be Yehuda my lo, or omer, if he, the one who says in Yehuda, shitoli shelo bosi eleo, I know clearly, distinctly, certainly, surely, that I didn't have any association with her. And to me, it is certain that she was mezane with another person. It means that it's a question of Shavya Rechaticho di Yisuro. Mali Goli, Mali Yehudo. What is the difference if it's Goli? What is the difference if Yehudo? There's no difference between the two. El or love, love, sida kasuboso. I must say that it's speaking about to be mafsid kasubu. Ubi Yehudo, lo mafsido alpir. And in Yehudo, he cannot make her lose the kasuba by what he says. The Amrinor, because we will say, who bo or lo be'erusin? Who bo or leo be'erusin? Because he himself is the culprit. Uva goli umosi toin de holonis yachin. But in goli, he says, but we were never together. Now, the whole question is, so therefore in Yehudo, in Goliel, he is believed to make a loser Ketsuba. Now, what is the time that's pursuing? It can only be one of two things. It can only be Pesach Pesuach or Dom. Let's start with Pesach Pesuach. So my love, surely, the Ketuah time is Pesach Pesuach Matzos. Now comes an interesting piece of Rashi, and a difficult piece of Rashi. The Afal Gav the Ein Eidim Bedobo, the Ein Eidim Bedobo says, let it be that there are no witnesses in this matter, Velo Taina Muchachas, and it is not a conclusive Taina, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi is not conclusive. Elo Alei Samchinon, that word is Alei, not Aleo. Elo Alei Samchinon, but we rely on him, the Amrinon, because we say, he loved the Kushtahu. If it is not true, Leho Yumapsitsu Udoso, then he wouldn't be Mapsit his Seuda. He wouldn't destroy his Seuda. The Imho Yosono, and if Bitechilo, the Imho Yosona, and if he hated her, Bitechilo Yomagasho, he would have divorced her first, Velo Torach Bisa'udas Nisuin, and he wouldn't have made this big Sa'uda. Umi hu Yehudo lo mehemen, in Yehuda he is not believed. Shema Boal Bime Erusin, because we say to him, perhaps you had a bio in Erusin. So in other words, his taina in Yehudo is not sufficient to be able to use the chazoka. So we see an interesting thing from Rashi. That we need two things. We need there must be no flaw in the taina of Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, and he must have a chazoka. But in Yehudo there is a flaw in the taina of Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. He says, I'm certain it wasn't. We say to him, you know, it's too good to be true, this. You certainly wasn't. You are intimate with her. If it didn't happen the first day, a whole year, you're eating with your father-in-law. He says, but I know I didn't. Yeah, you can forget. Yeah, we are prepared to say it to him in Yehuda. Because the circumstances, they're not good, they're not strong. So we say to him in Yehuda, Shema Boal Bimei Erusin V'shochach O'hero Bo Mitochi Boso. Or he came very close to her. He thinks he didn't have a bio, but he became very close to her. He didn't make a proper entry, but it was sufficiently close to rupture the membrane. V'lo Yoda Sheshibei V'sudeho. And he doesn't know that he actually broke the basuli. What's the matter, Philip?
Can you Every part.
Just the last line you read.
The after v'shechach.
V'shechach.
Right.
Because I'll leave it a little bit for umi or Yehuda lemehemen. Nevertheless, in Yehuda he's not believed. Why? Shema boil be me'erusin, because there's a weakness in his time, and perhaps he made a bio in the days of erusin. V'shechach, and he forgot. Oh, he oro. He oro means he made a part bio, but not a full bio. He didn't make a complete entry. He made a part bio. Oh, he oro bo. Bitilchi bosa, because of his love for her. Below Yoda Sheshibe Basuleo, and he didn't know that he broke the Basuli. Answers the Gemara, no. The Kotoin Tainus Domi. It's not conclusive. You can say that the time in the Mishnah is done. La Olam Eimolov Bedovashe Ein Yocho La Barro. I can say to you, in a matter in which you cannot be certain, you cannot clarify, Eino Neemon La Hafsit Kesuboso. And Pesach Pesuach is a man, you can't, it's Ba'atzma, you've got to rely on him. You don't, he cannot be Mafsit Kesuba. And the inference that we make in our Mishnah where we infer that in Golil he can have a time of Basulim, the Toin time is Domin, that means where he says Dam. And where there were Shushbinim, that where there were interferers at the wedding, she. Meshamshu Oson, and these interferers were shamoshing to them, served them. Velo Nazis Onoa Bedobor, and we know that there is no deception in the matter. Velo Ro Beibet, and it is not a question that he saw dumb and he hid the mapo. Vetaina Berurohi, and if he's a clear Taina, then he can be Mapsis the Kasuba. So from there we can't bring any proof. So we've got to come back to Shmuel. And then we did the next piece of Gemara. Jesse, I'm afraid I've got to ask you to
read
the...
I think Bob asked if you could do this for actually one more time. Yeah. It was a little... it was kind of fast.
All right. You want me to do the whole part of this? And then the Koto in Tainus Domin. From there?
Yes, please.
Answers the Gemara, no. The Koto in Tainus Domin. It's speaking where there is a Taina of blood. Le'olam Eimoloch, in truth I will say to you, Bedovo she'eino yoloch le'barro, eino ne'emon le'hafsit kesuboso, in a matter which he cannot clarify. For example, when he says Pesach Pesuach, it's Arpi Atzmo, we've got to read it. He can't really clarify. We would say he's not believed to be mafsit kesubo, even with the chazok of Ein Odom Tereach Misehudo. Not Mafsid the Kesuba. Ud Yukada Masniti in the Diet Kinon, and that inference which from our Mishnah we infer, Hoba Golil Motsitoin, that in Golil he is able to have a claim of the Sulim, the Toin Tainus Domin. It means that his claim of the Sulim is for Domim, is for blood, and not for Pesach Pesuach. Uchagon, and for example, it's a certainty. How can it be a certainty? For example, Sheho Yulohem Shushbini, that they had interferers. Shemeshamshu Oson, and the interferers served as Shamoshim to them. Velo Nazis Ono, Ono means deception, and we know that there was no deception, the Dover in the matter. Velo ro'o, and it's not a question that the Chosen saw the eBay and he destroyed the evidence. The Taino Berurohi, and it is a plain time. Just, I'm afraid I've got to ask you now, you've got to just let me get to because I've got to do a couple of things. Now, so we get as far as this. There is one question we can ask at this particular stage.
And that is on Shmuel's deep, when he says, Pesach Pesuach Motsosi, and the Kesubah must be reduced to 100. He's got a Chazoka, Ein Odom Tereach Bisefudo Be'ed. What does she say?
I was born in the
She says that I was a Besuah. I am a Besuah. He says, no, it was Pesach Besuah. She says, I am a Besuah, and I've got a Chazoka that I am. Because, what was I born? A Besuah or a Be'ula? I was born a Besuah. And now the question is, whether my status has changed or it hasn't changed. But I assume that I'm a Besuah. So she's got a Cheskes Besuah, and he's got a Chazoko Ein Odom Tereach Bisehudah Ve'Einlo. So the Chazoko should cancel out one another. The only thing is, he's got another Chazoka. And that is a Cheskes Morei Kam. He's got a Chazoka like this. He says, right. To whom does the money belong? To whom did the money belong yesterday?
To me.
To whom did the money belong last month? To me. To whom did the money not belong a year ago? To me. So it's now a question whether the money belongs to her or to me. I've got a chazoka that it belongs to me. So it means he's got two chazokas against her one. That is why he wins. She's got a cheskes aguf that she's a besulo. He's got a chazoka in order to reach pisa udo umapsido, and he's got a chazoka of a cheskes morakami. He's got the money. He's got two chazokas against her, one chazoka. So he wins. That's the way cheskes works. It's just a little cheskes. That's the way cheskes works.
Are all chazokas equally strong?
Are you pardon?
Are all chazokas equally strong?
Certainly not. A cheskes aguf is stronger than a chazoka in order to reach b'se'udu ve'ein umapsido. A cheskes aguf is stronger. But a cheskes morekam is also a very strong chazoka.
See, I would think that the cheskes ein odom tereach would be stronger. Because a cheskes aguf, in this particular case, of is something which is eventually lost.
It's a strong chazoka. It's a strong chazoka. You're right. It's a strong chazoka. We're going to deal with it one day, probably next week. And because it's a chazoka to be motzi moment. Well, I'm sorry, it's not. It's a chazoka lahantzik moment. The question is going to be to keep money with a chazoka is one thing. But to the motzi moment is another thing. Yeah. For example, if she would have had already, if he would have given her the kesubah already, in advance, if he would have given her the kesubah, which he can do, if he would have paid the kesubah in advance, and now he wants to take the money away from her, there, it's very doubtful whether you can use that chazoka to be motzi moment. You can use the Gemara in the Hazlik moment. But anyway, I don't want to go into that yet. I just want to finish off this Gemara for us. David, what do you want to ask?
The question
just about there were several questions. All of David, quick, yes?
Question I have is about the second Hazoka. Who cares if the money belonged to him last month? If it really belonged to her, so what?
But we have doubt. We don't know. It's a doubt. He's got a chazoka. He says, you don't know. You've got to bring the proof. You've got to bring the proof.
Yeah, I understand how the burden of proof is upon her.
Yes.
But,
this is a chazoka against the chazoka.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, pardon? Cheskas more kama. The chazoka of the first owner. Kama is first. Mar is an owner. Mar is the owner. The chazoka of the first owner. Works out beautifully. Just let us do finish the Rashi here on the Gemara and the Rashi. Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we have learned. What's the matter? Itmar, we have learned on the top of the page. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Avram, do you want to ask anything?
Yeah, on
now, this is a new thing. Yes, but now we've got the Gemara says we've got. Don't forget, we learned all this very successfully because we had Rashi. And Rashi knew the whole Gemara. So Rashi applied the Rova, what Rova says about the Chazon, he applied it here, so we got through the whole piece of Gemara. But now we are really in the workshop. Says the Gemara, we really want to know what is the basis that Ne'emor Ba'ome Pesach Pesuach Motsosi Ne'emor Lavtsida Kisubos. So the Gemara says, here comes another by Itmar. We have learned, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shum, Binel Ozer, Chachomim, Tiknu Lehem, Nivnes Yisroel, La Besula Mosayim, Ul Almona Mona. And says Rav Shum, Binel Ozer, Bahim, Ehem, Yinu, Shim, Omer, Pesa, Pesuach, Motsosi, Nehemot. And they believed him. So we see from here a reason why he is believed is only because that is the way they instituted the enactment. No. No, we don't know about the Chazokiyah. Their enactment was that a besudo gets 200. But if the husband says she wasn't a besudo, then she gets 100. How do you know he's telling the truth? The Chachomim said that is our enactment. Asks the Gemara in Pei Mahu Ilir Chachomim Betakanto, if it's so easy to reduce it from 200 to 100, then what did they do? What did they succeed in it? That means anybody can do it. Anybody can come along the day after the wedding and say she was a Behula. It can be an ordinary person, not even an Aishas Kohen, just says it. Answers Omar Rova, answers said Rova, Chazoko ein odem teoreach bisu'udem afsido. Now, what Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer meant is, they believed him because he's got a Chazoko ein odem teoreach bisu'udem. Therefore, we must say it's speaking only about an Aishas Kohen. Otherwise, he doesn't lose his seuda. Got it, David? Let us do the Rashi on this. Chachomim tiknu lo isho kaloma. That means to say, I havi kesubada raisa lo havi neemor nafki or elo ba'edus yedua. If kesuba would have been an institution of the Torah, he couldn't have made a lose a kesuba by just saying Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. You needed proper evidence. Avol kesubosu chachomim tiknua. But the chesuba was instituted by the chachomim. Heim omru behem omru. They said and they said. Heim she tiknua omru shehu ne'emon afsido. They who instituted the kesuba said, he is believed to be mafsi the kesuba, to make her lose the kesuba after time of Pesach Pesuach, even if it's only a time of Pesach Pesuach. Asks the Gemara in Cain Shebe Yodel Afkio, if it is in his hands to remove it, mahu ilach achomim betakantom shetiknu lo kesuba, then what is the purpose that they made it a corner that is a kesuba? It's too weak. Omer Rova answers Rova Chazoka in Odom Teoreach Bisehudo. Ein Lochu Shehitan Odom Kach. We don't have to be afraid that a person will say Pesach Pesuach Matzosi to make a lose Kesubo. Elo Be'emes, unless it is true. Sheimo Yuseino so, because if he hated her, Mitechilo from the beginning,
He wouldn't have gone to the trouble of making a seudo and marrying her and losing the seudo for nothing. But he would have divorced her from the beginning. And I want you to do that little Rashi, because it's nothing new in the Rashi after I've explained it all to you. The second Rashi on Daf Yud, Chazoko. Ain Odo. Tosfos, I'm sorry. Tosfos. That second Tosfos. Chazoko Ain Odom Tel Reach. Tamor asks Tosfos. Tainach Ba'eshes Kohen Obi Bechuso Mi Gimel. The Mitzaro Alei. All that you have said is all right, says Tosfos, if we are speaking about an Eishes Kohen, or a case where her father received Kedushin for her when she was less than 3 years old. The Mitzra Alei, because in those two cases, if he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, she becomes forbidden to him. Hilkoch, therefore, Kivan de Mafsido Nemon. Therefore, since he loses the Seudo, he's believed. Now, don't worry if you don't understand the next piece of Tosfos, because it goes on something that we are going to learn later in the Gemara. Uleman de Omer Nami leKamon, and even according to the authority later on that says Konso beCheskas Kesula beNim says beUlo. If he married her as a Besula and she finds that she's a Be'ulo, Ein lo Kesuba Klal, that she gets no Kesuba at all. That's the point that Larry and Saul made. Nicho Dahashto Nami Mafsido Share Mekach Tosu. It still works out right. Because now he loses it, because it's a Mekach Tos. He loses everything. Avoleman de Omer Yeshlo Kesuba Mono, lo mafsid midi elo shebo lafsido mi kesuboso mono. But now it works out that he doesn't lose anything. He doesn't lose anything by it. But he makes her lose the kesuba of a mono. Avolase udo lo mafsid, but he doesn't lose the mafsid. But amai mehem, and why should he be believed? Answers Tosfos. And the last three words are the answer of Tosfos. Answers Tosfos, Veniri de Lovehem. That if it's in the case of an ordinary person where he keeps his wife, he's not believed, he can't make a loser for super. But what Tosfos has done is learnt exactly the way as I learnt it, which isn't strictly correct. I have learnt it learning, knowing exactly the way that Tosfos is learning, because I went through the Tosfos and I saw. And as I went through the Gemara and the Tosfos, I realized how to learn this Gemara. And now you've got the whole Gemara tied up very, very nice. If you would be good enough, if possible, with chavrusas, pairs, if that is not possible, on your own, if you could possibly go through this Gemara, the Rashi, Gemara and the Rashi, the Tosfos you can do, but the Tosfos is really in the way I've explained the Gemara, I've taken cognizance of this Tosfos.
Do you run through the Tosfos?
I'll do it without that little other bit of, or do you want me to go through the whole?
Yes.
Chazoka in Odom Tereach. Tamor asks Tosfos. All this that we have learned is all right, that a person's got a chazoka in order to reach b'seudim apsido, and he should be believed. If it's a question of Eishes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, obi b'chuso migimel, or where the father was mekabel kedushin when she was less than 3 years old.
What's Tainach?
It's right. Tainach, it works out right. Tainach, it works out right. Ba'eshes Kohen Abi Bechusami Gimel, the Mitzaro Olay, where she becomes a Surah upon him. Hilkoch, therefore, Kivan de Mafsido, since he loses the Seudo, Neemon, he is believed. Ulaman de Omer Nami le Kamon, and even according to the authority later on that says, Kon so becheskas besulo. If he married her on the understanding that she was a besulo, benimseis beulo, and she's fine that she's a beulo, ein lo kesubo klau, she gets no kesuba at all. Nicho, then it, the Gemara works out all right. The hashto nami mafsido, because it means that the kedushin is invalid. That means it wasn't a marriage. It means he also loses the seuda that he made on Wednesday. Sharei mekach toasu, because it works out that it is a mistaken deal. So he loses her. If he loses her, all right. But you remember that I have been learning this Gemara that she's got a kesuba of 100, from 200 to use 200, and that's why I did it to avoid all the complications. Lo mafsid midi. It works out that if he's an ordinary person, if he's not a Kohen, he doesn't lose anything. Elo shebo lafsido mi kesuboso mono. All it works out is that he came to make her lose from her kesuba 100, to reduce it from 200 to 100. Avola seudo lo mafsi, but he doesn't lose the seudo because he remains married to her. But my mehem, and why should he be believed? Answers Tosfos, v'nire de lo mehem. So it would appear to me that then he wouldn't be believed. He's only believed in the case of Aedes Kohen, or according to the Mand Omer that says later on that if he marries her as a Basul and she finds out that it's a Basulo, it's a Mekah to us, and the whole marriage is invalid. That is the whole piece of the world. So we got through the whole piece of the world. Avrom, I hope that you got something out of it. So it's not, David, how did you get on? It's not too difficult, is it? George? Isn't, all right, don't worry about it. We go through it. Everything after that, then that's a lot. Don't worry about that. We'll go through it again. But then we've got, if you would only go through this, then we can go a little bit more deeply into it. So, are you happy about it? Have you got the idea? The thing is to be able to go through it yourself.
Yes.
You mustn't forget that what Rashi has done for us here, and hadn't Rashi done with it, we couldn't have got moving on this Gemara. What Rashi has done is, he has taken the result, what the Gemara comes to as a result here, and now he has brought that in, which makes the Gemara intelligible, otherwise it wouldn't have been intelligible. So it's good to take the whole piece of Gemara together. But that we must bear in mind, that we are now, Rashi has taken the end, right at the end where the Gemara brings the Chazok about which we didn't know anything about, and he brings it right at the very beginning. Because if you take it as it stands, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, for Omer Peta Pesulach Motosi Neemon Avsida Pesubosa, if a person says Pesach Pesuach Motsosi, he is believed to be Mafsid HaKesuva. The first question that we ask ourselves is, but why on earth should he be able to be Mafsid HaKesuva? That he can make her Asura on him, that was a big enough hit. And that was the finish of Rabbi Rehoto, who said, over Pesach Pesuach Matosi Neemon, that was a big enough chidush.
And we worked it out. The reason was because Shabbat Yalechat Yichod Yisuro. And we worked it out that Shabbat Yalechat Yichod Yisuro is mitam ne'amonis. That we believed. That we believe him. That is the idea of Shabbat Yalechat Yichod Yisuro. When he says, that woman is asura to me, we believe him, but Shabbat Yalechat Yichod Yisuro means we believe him only legabi nafshei. Only as far as he himself is concerned. But it's in Emunas, we believe him. So since we believe him, but only as far as himself is concerned, but not as regards anybody else, so therefore he can't make her lose her kesubah. And that's what Rashi said immediately. He said, Nemona Usrolova Aparpicha in Adobra Zecha Yuchani Vispare, Elo Alpiv Lagabi Napche Havi Mehem. He's believed for himself. But he's not believed to be Masjid El Kesuba. And I explained it to you, and now you get the whole thing very. Michael, are you happy? Fine. As long as you're happy. Now the whole thing comes out very, very clearly. For those that perhaps didn't get it so clearly the very first time, this is a particular type of ne'emonus. This is Gerardus. This is a particular type of ne'emonus. For example, we know aiding to establish something, we need two witnesses. That we know. The two witnesses must be men and not be women. There is a Gemara at the end of Kedushin where the Gemara says, Ne'emenes chayo, a midwife is allowed to say, Ze ben Kohen, Ze ben Levi, Ze Yisrael, and Ze Mamzer. Four children were born. And they were born in a labor ward. And the only person who was there with the woman, with the four women in the labor ward, was the midwife. And afterwards, when they were all having children at the same time, and after the deliveries, the fathers want to come, and they say, oh, Mr. Cohen, this is yours. She says, this is yours. And to the lady, this is yours. And to the Israel, this is yours. And to the poor mamzer, she says, this is yours. So we make a person a Kohen through a woman. Don't you do? We make a person a Kohen through a woman. That's an exceptional case. We make a person a lady, we make a person Israel, all right. But to make a person a mamzer, she's believed. What is the reason that she's believed? She is believed because she is completely mistress of the situation. In the same way as a shochet, it is shecht, he is believed. He is master of the situation. Look at the shochet. Was there a shio in the shechita? Perhaps as you put the chalif across, you halted for a split second of a split second. He said, no, I didn't believe it. You believed it. Perhaps there was a drosso. Perhaps you pressed a little. They said, I didn't do it. We believe him. He hasn't got two witnesses. We believe him. One's wife. She says she's counted seven clear days. And now she's ready to go to the wedding. We believe her. She is mistress of the situation. It is her thing. So that is a special ne'amonis that he gives. If I see a shochet, as has happened, and it didn't happen to me, it happened to a colleague of mine. He saw a shochet, and he came up to me afterwards, he said, you know, I looked at the shochet, and he did a drosso. That means he pressed down. I said, what did you say to him? He said, I pointed it out to him, he said, impossible. See, but I saw it. The sequel of it was, whilst he was speaking to me, the Shochet came into the Beis Din and he said, I'm satisfied you are right. Here are my chalopim, I can't be ashamed of you. So you were right. I tested myself, you were right. And if I didn't feel it, then I've lost the feel. So I haven't got the right to be ashamed. But hadn't he come? Hadn't he come? And just this one, then the deen is, you can't eat from that shechita. Because you know for certain, you know for certain that it is, there was a dropsa and it is straight. But you haven't got that ne'emonis. There's another thing here, there's an eight air for ne'emon b'yisuri. But I don't want to come onto that. You haven't got it. For yourself, you aren't allowed to eat it. But you can't make it that somebody else can't eat it. That you can't do. I can say on a piece of meat, I know that this piece of meat is straight. But I can't make it straight for another person. I don't want to come onto the question of Ein Echot Ne'emon B'Yisuri, because that's another point. So, Shavu Aleicha Ticho B'Yisuro, what he says is, I know, and he's a Kohen, I know that that my wife was Pesach Posuach. I know. We say, as far as you yourself is concerned, you are the man. So she becomes Asura to you, but only to you and to nobody else. And then we had a very good example of it. If he says to a woman, Kidashkich, I was Makabi to you. And she says, you were not. So we have an anomalous position. The deen is that if he wants to now marry her sister, he can't marry her sister. Why can't he marry her sister? Because he said that he is married to the other woman. Therefore, he can't marry her sister. How can you marry your sister? But she can marry his brother. Because she says, you didn't marry me, I'm not married to you. So he is believed only as far as himself is concerned. But he can't make his wife also that she can't marry his brother, that he can't do. So this is a law that a man can be believed only as far as himself is concerned. So that is why Omar Abil Ozor, our Ome Pesach Pesuach Motosi Ne'emon Na'usro Olo, only as far as he in himself is concerned. Now, but of course, but he wants it only if it is within the framework of the deen he wants. So you say, if you say that you found Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, we believe, since you are a Kohen, it can mean only one thing. It can mean that only one of two things. Either this took place before or it took place afterwards. If it took place afterwards, then under any circumstances you can't keep her. If it took place before, you can. So it's a sopik. If it's a sopik, you're not allowed to keep her. She's a kohen. You're not allowed to keep her. He's got to let her go. He's got to give her a divorce. Is that clear? So it works out very, very simply. So we say, so the way we believe him, because Shavu Aleicha Ticho B'Yisuri. But Rashi says, but it can't affect the woman. That it can't affect. Shavu Aleicha Ticho B'Yisuri is only as far as he himself is concerned. It comes out that she also suffers from it, that she can't live with him. That's the result of it. It's because of him that she can't live with him. But not because of her. It's because of him. Not because of her. That is the way we learn that piece of Gemara.
he would have to pay 200 zoos.
A big pardon?
He would have to pay off the 200 zoos.
Rashi just said he's not allowed to, he cannot be maksid her kasuda. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, come to it in a moment. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. I agree with that. With what Rabbi also says, I agree. With Shavi Alecha Tichol Yisura, all he can do is to make her Asura to him, but to make her lose the Kesuba, that he can't do. To make her lose the Kesuba is a different case altogether. For that, now it's a different principle. The principle now, Rashi's quite right, the Rishonim is right, Rabbi Lozor is right. On Shavi Alecha Tichol Yisura, you can't make a loop to the Kesuba. But now comes another factor. If it is speaking about Ashes Kohen, it means that he is not able to keep her in marriage. Or if it was Pekusu Bibas Gimel Shonim B'Yom Echod, it also means he can't keep her in marriage. So he's going to, when he comes and he says to the Beis Din, Beis of Posuach Motzosi, because of Shavu Lechatichol Yisura, he can't live with anymore.